Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, my beautiful friend. Hello. This music is called Come Sit by My Garden. Emery Hall, Trevor Hall. The album is Made of Rivers. I feel calmer already, simply, A.
My gardens speak for me.
Oh, it's a spoken word. I didn't realize what it was.
Whispers of all the beauty I have seen and felt and lived. Let them speak of how much death had defined me, how many hard seasons it took to make me a living, breathing thing.
Whoa, this is beautiful. I hope you can hear it. I'm gonna pause it there. I didn't realize this was a whole spoken word thing. I hope you could have heard that, but it was beautiful. Basically, she was saying, let the garden speak of my growth and abundance. Let them speak also of loss and decay. I forget what else she was saying, but kind of beautiful. It's very interesting. Doesn't it really have anything to do with my theme for today? But that's all right. Sometimes, I mean, I think this happened last week too, where I was going to go on one in one direction and then something took me in another. Maybe that's part of all the themes, is that we just don't know. The reason I had chosen this particular piece is because it was called Come Sit by My Garden. And the thing I wanted to share with you today was something that actually just came up my spiritual practice is in the middle of a weekend workshop, and yesterday something came up that really struck me anew. It's not like it was the first time, but my spiritual teacher, Sherry Huber, was talking about this idea of just one more thing. And I think I may have done a Love Gram once, or I thought I was going to, and maybe I never did it, but it was called But Just This Thing. But I'll be there in just a minute after I do this thing, or I'll start to meditate after this, event is over. It's that idea of I'll take care of myself. I'll do the things that I keep promising myself after I do XYZ, which for many of us, is a never-ending list of things that we feel we have to do, right? I just heard on, this was unrelated to this workshop, but on another call that was part of my particular spiritual group, somebody I heard say that at the top of his to-do list, he wrote, these are the things that ego tells me I need to do, which was really, I thought, a great idea. I don't know if you use the word ego. You could use the word ego as monkey mind, or these are the things that my mind tells me I need to do, or these are the things that my conditioned self tells me to do, or my socialized self. I don't know what word you use, but in my mind, it's basically saying there is sort of an authentic self, and then there's this kind of constructed self, if you will, or again, maybe it's monkey mind. It's the self that maybe doesn't always have our best interests at heart. And I really, when my teacher Sherry was saying that about, like, how much of our lives do we spend saying, yes, I'll get to that after I do this. And the first that is usually something that our hearts want, or that our spirits want, something that means a lot to us. And so I guess I'm just wanted to muse about that for a moment with you. And as I'm talking about this, I'm going to take I have a protein drink sitting here, and I'm going to take a little sip of my protein drink and let you ponder, does this mean anything to you? Is this a pattern at all that you see of, I always told myself I would get back to guitar or knitting or playing piano, or I would see my aunt more, or I would play with the kids more, or I would take the dog out for more fun walks, whatever. Is there anything in your life that is kind of one of those, I'll do it when? And just pause. I mean, I'll pause, I guess you pause too, and see if anything drops in. Oh my goodness. Sorry. I should have swallowed before I started to talk to you again. I just realized I think this is our first Lovegram of 2026, which I hadn't really connected. But maybe this is a great New Year's process, right? To sort of just start with thinking about what is it that my heart really wants that I haven't yet allowed myself the time or the space to have. You know, maybe that's a simple way to look at the beginning of a new year. And I want to read you a poem. I pulled it up. Let me access it here. That always comes to my mind whenever I think of this topic or related topics. Sure, I've read it to you before, but I think it's probably been a few years. It's called The Word by Tony Hoagland. Down near the bottom of the crossed out list of things you have to do today, between green thread and broccoli, you find that you have penciled sunlight. Resting on the page, the word is beautiful. It touches you, as if you had a friend and sunlight were a present he had sent from someplace distant as this morning to cheer you up and to remind you that among your duties, pleasure is a thing that also needs accomplishing. Do you remember that time and light are kinds of love? And love is no less practical than a coffee grinder or a safe spare tire. Tomorrow, you may be utterly without a clue, but today you get a telegram from the heart in exile, proclaiming that the kingdom still exists, the king and queen alive, still speaking to their children, to anyone among them who can find the time to sit out in the sun and listen. Isn't that beautiful? I love that. I mean, this line echoes a lot through my mind. Where is it? Oh, among your duties, pleasure is a thing that also needs accomplishing. Among your duties, pleasure is a thing that also needs accomplishing. So as we start off this year, I'm going to give you a moment again just to see if anything wants to drop in. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. It's fine if nothing does. But maybe it will. Maybe something will float up into your consciousness and be something that you might just hold on to and see if you can't find time for whatever that particular pleasure is. Because it is important, isn't it? Like, this is it. This is our life. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier this week, and we're in our 60s, and we were saying, wow, where did the days go? You always hear that. You know, as a kid, I must have heard it a million times, like, oh, life goes by fast, or you'll be amazed at how quickly it'll all go by, or, you know, whatever, you know, enjoy it now. And it's true. It does go fast. And what's really important, I think, to give ourselves the things that our hearts are yearning for. For me, one of the things that I'm dedicated to in 2026, and I have my friends Maya and Tingle really at the heart of this to thank for, because they were encouraging me to bring in some collage art into my life. And that had come from a conversation where I was saying to them, I've always been in awe of visual artists, and it always felt like something over there for someone else, not me, because I'm not a visual artist and I don't fit in, I don't belong, blah, blah, blah. And I love it because they gave me a really simple directive to start just doing collage and maybe combine it with words for, you know, an art journal kind of thing. And it opened a door for me, and I want to keep that door open and keep it really simple and joyful to really allow myself more art in this year, because I love it and I don't want to continue that illusion that I'm outside of it. And so I really am grateful to them for that encouragement to find the simplest way in. And maybe that's something you need to hear too, or you might be helpful for you. If there is something you want to do, find the simplest way in to allow yourself, you know, I'll do this thing, whether it's a time like, you know, 10 minutes a day, I'll pick up the guitar, or I'll learn one chord every week, to keep it really, really, really simple so that you can actually give yourself that gift. Well, I'm going to play a tiny bit more. I don't know what this person's going to say next, but it's this Come Sit by My Garden.
Soft, wet earth, be a reminder of hardness that didn't win, of sadness that didn't calcify, of surrender that triumphed over resistance. And let the glorious, fragrant blooms speak of my life and its greatest lesson, that the beauty we make never dies.
Oh my goodness, that was so beautiful. Again, I'm not sure if you could hear it, but she's using the garden as a metaphor for her life, and she's saying, you know, let those blooms and their fragrance and color remind you of the greatest lessons of my life, that beauty never dies. That was beautiful. Nice surprise. It's called again, Come Sit by My Garden, Emery Hall. Anyway, thank you for being here. As always, you inspire me, you encourage me, you ignite my creative spark. And it's really important. I hope you never underestimate the power of what it means to show up, because I wouldn't be doing this without you. And I so, so, so appreciate you. If you feel like it, after you listen to this, if there was something that dropped in that you felt like you wanted to bring into your life, some pleasure that you've not allowed yourself, send me off an email. And I would love to hear. I can't always respond to every email, but I do read them all and I appreciate them all. And I really love hearing from you. Okay. Bye-bye.